11 minutes after 4, John Landecker at 720 WGN. Is there life on Venus? Who do you turn to in this town, the Adler Planetarium? Michelle Nichols, Director of Public Observing. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much.
I've got a sensational tease. Ready?
You guys are always great with the intro music, so if this is a sensational tease, it's got to be pretty good.
Now that I built it up, I don't know if I can live up to the expectation. Oh, here we go. Could the byproduct of meth labs hold the key to life on Venus?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
In a way, sort of.
In a way, sort of, yeah. How could that possibly be?
Yeah, so there was an announcement yesterday that a science team had made a detection of a molecule called phosphine, mm-hmm. and fans of Breaking Bad may remember that particular chemical made a little, it was in a little part of one of the episodes. And phosphine is normally some pretty nasty stuff. It's produced by bacteria and microbes that don't utilize oxygen as part of their biological processes, like people do. This is an interesting potential detection. We have to be really careful because it's not even totally confirmed that this stuff actually exists there. But it's interesting nonetheless.
What got them to get them to the point that they would make an announcement like this? I mean, there's got to be some sort of trace or reason. I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you don't open the newspaper one day and go, hey, there might be life on Venus. You know what I mean?
Right. So what they're saying is that they have detected this phosphine in the atmosphere using a couple of different radio telescopes. Unfortunately, COVID-19 has kind of scuppered their plans to use other detectors at other wavelengths to try to detect it in other ways. So they at least wanted to get this information out so that other scientists could say, hey, did you happen to think of this other way phosphine could possibly be made? Or maybe I'll look at it this other way. Or here's where you got it right in the data. Here's where you got it wrong. It's a way to just get the rest of the science community to get some eyeballs on this. And so when they've got the ability to use these other detectors to look at it in other ways, then they'll go back and take another look at it.
But this is something that's found on Earth.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And so, yep, and it's something that we have found here, and it can be an indicator of life. And so what they're saying is if it exists, if it actually exists on Venus in the atmosphere, one possible explanation is microbes or some other small little critter in the atmosphere of Venus. But there could be some other explanation. It may not be there at all.
Right.
It could be some exotic chemistry that we just don't understand that has nothing to do with life. It's a great way to get everybody talking about it, though,
and to
really pay attention to a planet that we don't pay a whole lot of attention to right now.
Now, could you explain how the meth lab contributes this to the atmosphere?
Not really, because I have to confess, I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh.
I know I'm a horrible person for saying that. I know there are a bunch of people yelling at their radios
I just read it in the newspaper.
I
don't know.
In one of the episodes, and I know it's some sort of byproduct that one of the characters had used against another character in some way, in some negative way that maybe offed that other character. So yeah, that's what I know about that.
I don't think somebody who makes meth is going to call the station to tell us how.
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe a chemistry buff out there might call the station and fill us in on that. So
thank you for being with us. You know, Michelle Nichols, I could not help but notice that Michelle Nichols is a member of the Star Trek crew, the original
Correct.
One, right?
Correct.
You must have You must have had some comment about that in your career.
I've had a few, one, two dozen folks bring that up. No, I am not named for her. I greatly admire her, and I even just to be talked about in the same sentence as her is absolutely wonderful. But no, my parents just needed another M name, so Michelle came up. So no, well, that'd be great if I could meet her someday.
Cause of the naming, I just say live long and prosper.
There you go. Flash the Vulcan greeting sign.
Thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.